I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Back here, streaming live from Bushwick in the county of Kings, Brooklyn. Mike Edison here with Pete Zaremba, everybody's favorite pizza.
Who's back?
Pete, over here. Pete.
Oh, all right,
Pete,
here we are.
Over here. And a studio audience of thousands. Hit the button, Matt.
I think they're angry. They're actually very angry.
There they are. All right.
What's going on? What's going on here? What are we doing?
Madness. Anarchy and madness. The government shut down.
But the pizza keeps coming out of the oven. Does that make any difference? I mean, we're making pizzas.
But we're making pizzas. And we're glad to be joined today. Long time coming, this booking, Pete. Our good friend Jeff Porter, who is the potentate of all things drinkable at the Batali and Bastianich Empire, B&B Hospitality Group.
Yay.
Jeff Porter is, what is your official title, Jeff?
Director of operation. Wait, no.
Beverage operations.
I call myself everybody's wine bitch.
Everybody. So we've got everybody's wine bitch. Jeff Porter here. We got songs. We got wine. Jeff has brought a.
Wait a second.
Bottles.
Wait, what are you trying to pull on us here, Mike? You mean we have an actual food guest today?
I'm trying to please.
Drinking. Okay, that's better.
I'm trying to please the corporate suits over at Heritage Radio.
Yes, I know. They're a heavy bunch.
Well, you know what I always say, Pete? A little bit of madness keeps the big madness away.
I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad you're here. You look good.
Yeah,
almost like you did when you were alive.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. The people here are looking through the. We have a beautiful plate glass window here overlooking the dining room at Roberta's in Flatbush. What are the people eating, Mike?
They seem to be eating pizza. There's a young child here.
A newborn.
The awkward date table. We're going to do a turnover here. The last awkward date didn't seem too awkward at all. Seems like someone's going to get it on here in Bushwick. Anyway, Jack, you brought with you a bar.
I did.
You brought with you an entire bar, it seems. Tell us what you got.
So I was thinking when we were talking about like what we should drink today. And I, you know, I'm passionate, obviously, about Italian wine. And that's kind of been my focus for the past almost 20 years today.
Should mention, by the way, it's Jeff's birthday today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I wanted to kind of, it's the middle of the afternoon, it's 2:03 here on the East Coast. I wanted to do an aperitivo. It's early for some of us.
It's early on
Sunday, please.
Hey, so I don't time my drinking.
So it's something called a bicicletta, or the bicycle. It's an aperitivo from Italy. It's a bitter, so I brought two bitters, so we could kind of taste test.
We love bitters.
An Italian bitter, so this is one of the most classic of all, Campari.
Campari, can't beat it.
So the base of Negroni, which in my opinion is one of the best cocktails in the world.
It's one of my favorites.
Then we do a light white wine, and I brought Tiberio Trebbiano di Abruzzo, so Abruzzo on the Adriatic coast. Trebbiano is oft maligned because I think it's misunderstood. There's a lot of different types of Trebbiano, and Trebbiano di Abruzzo.
That's what I said, the oft maligned Trebbiano.
I'm sorry. And also, Abruzzi is the home of Bruno Sammartino, I have a few words for my people back in the Abruzzi. Blah, 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 Madison Square Garden, blah, 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 Baron de Miguel Cicluna, the island of Malta. What are you doing here?
So I've got 2 ounces of Campari going in over ice. Then I'm going to do 2 ounces of the white wine.
See?
And then I'm going to hit it with a splash of soda. And because it's Bici Coletta, I've got little rounds of oranges.
Ah,
this is beautiful.
I like that. I will be the Bici Coletta thief. As soon as this thing is done, you're going to see some petite larceny.
Okay, now how much white wine did Trebbiano
it's,
you
it's
adding?
Equal parts, so it's 2 ounces.
That's amends, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. This is why...
So the much maligned Trebbiano.
Negronis and Bici Colettas are my favorite because I don't have to do much math. It's just... I mean, if you want a 6-ounce cocktail, it's three splash of soda.
Yeah.
If you want four, it's 2-2. So,
yeah. Now, have you gotten into substituting the Chinar for the Campari, which I like?
You know, I haven't because, like, I think maybe if I had this later in the evening, yeah, because Chinar's got a little more oomph to it.
It sure does.
This is a bit lighter, and that's its kind of thing.
It is light. It's very beautiful.
So we're going to hit it with a little splash of soda.
Oh, man. Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
And I see you haven't just brought a bar. You've brought your lovely wife.
I did. Say hi, Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
She's waving.
So here we go.
Yeah, this is good, the Bici Coletta.
And the legend has it, the reason it's called Bici Coletta is that they named it after the old men that after aperitivo time would get on their bikes and swerve home.
Ah.
Okay. So maybe
been
like
there,
you guys later.
So.
Gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
It's not me that's been drinking. This bicycle is drunk.
Okay, well, salute.
Well, this is fantastic.
Salute.
Happy birthday, Jeff. We're glad to see you.
Grazie mille, finally.
All right, get up on two wheels.
There we go. Let's try this.
Let's have a sip of this.
Mm. Oh, well, it's not just for breakfast anymore.
I think what makes Bici Coletta or Negroni or kind of for me, I mean, I'm born and raised in Texas, 100% WASP.
That's very Italian.
There's zero Italian in me.
Oh, okay.
But my passion is Italy. It's everything, not just the alcohol, the food, it's the culture, it's every part of the
Italy.
Italy's
amazing. I mean, I'm a nice Jewish boy from New York City, but I say we run a very Italian household where I live, and it's just the lifestyle. I came from being in Italy and just being knocked out. I mean, there's prosciutto and anchovies on hand at all times in my house.
As there should be.
And my years living in Spain, too. I mean, I sort of cherry-picked these cultures, these Southern European cultures, where I love, I mean, tapas hour means tapas hours. We eat a little later, continental style, but not until after we open a bottle of wine and have a little cheese, maybe some anchovies, maybe a little few artichokes.
So let's
feed everybody.
I was there. I saw the prosciutto that you had. Let's recap this again. Recap the Bici Coletta.
So the Bici Coletta or the Bici.
The Bici.
So the bicycle. So we've got 2 ounces of Campari. It's your base, and you can use. I also have Maletti here, which is from the Marche.
Okay.
It's a little different flavor profile. Campari is a bit easier to find in the world, but Maletti is also a really tasty choice. 2 ounces of your favorite light. White wine.
Yes.
Tend to stay away from something. No oak. This is just a fresh.
Oh, I always said, believe
and
me.
And there's no such fresh. It's very neutral. It's very transparent.
Stay away from the oak all the time.
And then equal parts, so 2 ounces of each. Then just a splash of soda, ice, and a little wheel of orange. And you've got, I mean, you taste this like, this is Italy in a glass. And it just feels good. It really does feel, and I know it sounds silly, but it is Bella Vita. It's just like, you sit back, you're happy.
La dolce vita.
Exactly.
It's perfect. It's perfect. And I don't know anyone who's ever been to Italy that didn't bring a little bit back of it with them. I mean, in their harder hearts.
I bring a few bottles back every time.
A few bottles.
Always. So I hope there's going to be time to try it out. Was it Moretti?
Maletti. As you can see, I've already finished half of mine, so you just need a drink back.
Okay, we better drink this quick.
Well, Amaro has become so popular over the last few years. Of course, Fernet Branca has become very trendy. When I was over at Patrick Martin's house a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me about this new bitter drink that he rediscovered. It's called Jägermeister. And he was making a real pitch that Jägermeister, he goes, I'm back. It's got the frat boy reputation. We've all done the big purple yawn from drinking too much Jäger.
Oh, God.
I think it's like a lot of things when you're a kid. You use it incorrectly.
Yes, it's misused. And, much misused.
And when you have it in the right context, it's amazing. It's delicious. Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't know if this is what happened when y'all were younger, but when I was in college, they'd have Jaeger girls. And Jaeger bombs.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You
that wasn't
you
when
were,
we were in
you
college.
You were definitely into.
I was like, who was president then?
That would have been Clinton in my world. But the Jaeger girls and the Jaeger bombs
with a bandolier of shot glasses,
exactly,
kind of thing.
Exactly.
See, that's what you need to remember. Is fuck this bandolier of harmonicas.
I want to button
the
harmonicas.
That blues traveler thing. What you need is a bandolier of like shot glasses and a bottle of liquor,
and then give shots during our show.
It could not hurt.
Well, I think Jaeger should only be drunk. You know, Underberg comes in those miniature bottles. That's about how much you should have.
Absolutely.
I like the Underberg.
I love Underberg.
It's delicious.
I love it. I like the packaging too. You know, which is where I can put a few in my pocket.
Sure, you're
which,
ready.
Which is
ready.
They travel well.
They do travel well.
since I knew it was your birthday, Jeff.
Thank you.
I did bring. It doesn't really pair very well with this, but it
why not? Matter.
We do have some of these macarons and also some lemon squares in honor of your Texan background.
Did you make these?
Of course I did. No, I didn't. Actually, we had good friends were over last night, and they brought so much dessert. That we couldn't. They're happy. They had a nice night.
Yeah,
I think they look like they like each other.
Yeah. They do. They're really happy. They're not. They're not from here. They're tourists. Okay, I can tell by his 35mm camera.
Yeah, is it digital or is that film?
No, it looks like a film camera. I don't know, because now they make digital cameras that look like film cameras.
That's also a Maletti 35mm.
You know what I want? I want a rotary.
Important family.
You know what makes me want, Jeff? We were talking about this before. I want a rotary cell phone now. Like, it uses my iPhone technology, but in like a rotary phone presentation interface.
You can get the looks like a rotary phone handset. You can get that to plug into your iPhone, so when you talk on your iPhone, you get to like, what are you doing, Chief?
Yeah, I do like the feeling of an old phone.
I'll get on
talking
it right
to,
away.
Talking to an iPhone is really bullshit. This is a little thing.
Yeah, have a lemon square, Mike.
Give me a lemon square. You call it square.
I call you a lemon square.
You call them square.
The lemon
this takes
square.
Me back.
Yeah, lemon square.
And your friends made these?
Yes, they did.
They're so sticky. How can I play
these? They're delicious.
I think they bought the macarons, but the lemon squares are...
This lemon curd is like a drug, dude.
Hey, Matt, have one of these lemons. He's our engineer. Matt, have a lemon square. Come on, don't be...
Everyone
have a lemon square.
Pete, practicing rule number one of successful rock and roll bands: keep the sound man happy.
Keep the sound man happy. I began with the sound man always being our enemy and suffering. So, Mike, are you going to grill Jeff about his what's he up to or what? Grill this guy. Grill him.
The grill of my dreams.
Well, speaking of grills, I love barbecue. It's my passion.
Barbecue's your other passion.
It is.
When are you going to get Mario and Joe to open up a barbecue joint?
I have no idea.
We're in a bit of a
transition period right now in the company.
Yeah, so I hear. We could be down to 1B shortly.
Right.
But enough about that. this isn't 60 minutes.
We're almost done.
This is Arts and Seizures. We're ready to do a song, almost ready for another drink. But I'll tell you what, though, Joe told me.
Joe Bastianich, our good friend,
your boss and my pal and a good guy and a decent guitar player. And we just saw Joe doing a show. And I just saw Joe last year in Milan doing a show in Vino Veritas, which I was fortunate to work on a little bit with him, which was great. Joe told me that originally, though, they were thinking making Del Posto a red sauce joint.
100%. Yeah, that was actually like Mark Ladner's and Joe and Mario's kind of. That was the thing. The idea was to be before anybody like. We're now in like the Renaissance
for me, I
feel we're in the post Renaissance already of retro red sauce.
Yeah, I feel like it came and went.
Yeah, and they were even thinking like red table, like
checker tablecloths, like Chianti and
Fiasco. Yeah, right there in the bottle. And then you know what? It's been told to me, but I imagine the last time it was told to me, it was like 5 a.m. We were super drunk, but. Something changed. They all, like, all at the same time, independent, from what I understand, the lore, independently of each other, it was just like, boom. They're like, you know what? Let's just go the 100% opposite direction. Let's get people to want to come to this weird corner of Chelsea. I mean, they took over the lease in 2002.
What's the address, please?
The space is spectacular.
It's 10th Avenue, and 16th Street.
Okay.
So think 2002.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It before it was a steakhouse.
La Luncheonette was down that way, right? That was about it.
It originally is the Nabisco building. They made.
But it's got a grand staircase and a huge that floor. It's ballroom esque the way it's set up.
For those the are younger, they're set in the audience. There's a few. That stands for the National Biscuit Corporation, right? Nabisco. Mm-hmm. Nabisco, National Biscuit. What do you think?
National Biscuit Corporation.
Corporate. That's it.
Nabisco. Right. But Nabisco.
I mean, Nilla wafers are still some of the greatest cookies on earth.
Nilla wafers. I remember when they used to have those recipes in the back of the Nilla wafers for was it mock apple pie?
Exactly.
It's like just using cookies.
Mock apple pie.
It wasn't like an apple within like spitting's distance of the thing. The mock apple pie.
Jeff is making his move.
He is more bitters. I'm getting behind you guys. Tell you what, while Jeff twirls another cocktail, why don't we sing a song, Pete?
What would you like to sing?
So here we are, Sharky and the Cat, and this week we're going to be playing at the Bait and Tackle in Red Hook.
We are.
Their penultimate night, another great establishment.
Not only that, they're going to. Not only is it penultimate, but I think they're going to close the next day.
It's not only the penultimate, but but actually.
Right. You know, they were saying, do you want one of those demi-tasse, you know, in that French restaurant? And I said, no, I'll just have one of those small cups of coffee.
Yeah, we used to go, just go to this diner late at night when we were stoned, and my friend used to always ask the waitress, what's the soup du jour? And she would say, oh, that's the soup of the day.
Oh, okay.
Never failed. That kept us coming back, though. Now I'm thinking I was worked because we kept coming back to hear her tell that joke.
Okay, this is
the Moletti. So everything's the same proportion, same white wine, same soda, but it's Moletti.
What do you think?
Oh man!
It's got that deep red cherry lollipop color like Campari does.
Sean and I went.
This is distinctive.
Went to the town where this is from. Sorry
it's in
to
the
interrupt.
Marche.
Where you're sorry.
Yeah.
It's in the Marche.
I love it.
It's in this amazing old city called Ascoli Piceno, and
everyone should just go there.
It's such a beautiful place.
I was just in that region.
Unbelievable place.
Nice regional food,
mm-hmm.
and some nice wines. They got that one that's the Tears of something. It's very strange.
Well, that's in Campania, Lacrima Christi, the Tears of Christ.
But this is
the Tears of Mora. Yeah, that's a weird aromatic red varietal, which
right.
is super
Wait, the
cool.
The Tears of Mora?
Mora.
Yeah. Like Mora? Yeah. Is that like Marsh
like,
or
Mora? R-R-A. You know
it's
what,
a
maybe.
Red,
I don't 100%
so,
know.
So, okay, when you get to the Tears of Jews, let me know. Okay? By the way,
I'm not rising to that thing.
No, me either.
Would you like a little, would you guys enjoy a little Jewish wine?
Yeah, right.
I'm plenty of wine. Come, you never take me to Bloomingdale's.
Oh, can't rise to that. Play a song,
all right,
please.
All right, I'm gonna borrow
Stop
your microphone.
This man.
We're gonna do this thing, Pete. I'm getting, you know, it's happening. It's
oh,
all
man,
happening.
This is good.
Pete, let's get high.
I think we are. Baby, let's get high. We're gonna have a real good time. Oh, baby, let's get high. We'll have a good time. Well, we started drinking whiskey. Well, I'm drinking wine. We'll get real drunk. It's gonna be our ruin. We're gonna get real drunk. Let it be our ruin. We're gonna get so high. We won't know what we're doing. We're gonna drink and drink. Better lay your head down. Yeah. Hey, drink and drink and drink. Lay your head down. Baby, let's get high. Let's spend the night downtown. Hey. Well, we run out of money. My head feels bad. Well, we run out of money. And my head feels bad. But I'll be satisfied thinking about the fun I had. Well, yeah, let's get high.
I said, let's get high.
Let's get high.
Let's get high.
Come on, let's get high.
Let's get high.
Let's get high.
Let's get high.
We're gonna start drinking whiskey. We're drinking wine.
Yeah, well, I said wine, wine, wine. Wine, wine, wine.
Yeah.
Wine, wine, wine.
Trivia.
Wine, wine, wine.
It's out.
Well, no little place on the edge of town.
What
What is it?
You can really set them up and knock them down. It's a little place called the Hideaway. They drink that juice till the break of day. They're drinking wine, wine, wine. Wine, wine, wine. Wine, wine, wine. Let's go. Pass that bottle to me.
Oh, baby, let's get high.
I said, let's get high.
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 We're drinking a piece of Coletta, baby.
All right, let's see. Arts and Seizures.
Oh,
with our good
man.
Friend Jeff Porter. Happy birthday, please. Jeff.
Happy birthday to Jeff. This is all delicious. Right. This is describe this again, the variation we got going here.
All right.
While I drink it.
Mm. So it's interesting. Like,
oh man,
Mike doesn't have the Maletti. I mean, like, Campari.
I'm gonna make myself a cocktail. You take the guitar, Jeff, because you're from Texas, and everybody from Texas.
You know, if I was gonna compare this to bubble gum, as opposed to a bazooka flavor, this is more the freer. Mm-hmm. You know?
The Fleer?
Fleer.
Like stale bubble gum that comes with trading cards.
No. The Fleer's double bubble kind of effect, and that's not bad. That is not bad. I was the kid that always chewed the gum that came.
You
with,
did chew the bum.
I did. The gum that came with my baseball cards. Most kids would, like, especially during the winter, they dash it
you
down on
like
the side.
You would regular thousand. It would shatter like methamphetamine, yes. Like crystal.
Right. And I was the one
and
that
then
always
would snort
it.
Bubble gum.
Oh, gosh, yes. You could chop it up with your credit card, which we...
yeah, when I was 8 years
with
old,
playing
my credit
card.
With
the
playing card.
With that rookie card of...
Right.
For me, I had the rookie Daryl Strawberry card, which I would have cut.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
So this is
no irony there.
The Bisa Coletta, but made with this.
So this is the Maletti now.
Very nice.
I'll make yours.
Okay, so load me up with some of the other here. The Maletti.
I mean, the flavor differences are apparent. Like,
see, why don't you become a regular guest on the show?
Keep the tears of the religious leaders away from me, though.
Please come.
So take
more,
that down.
Come more often, please. And actually, the people at home, there are people listening over, all of our friends listening in France and Europe.
Bonjour.
You can mix this up right now.
That's exactly. Right. And all the ships at sea.
All the ships at sea. They're listening as they cross the Atlantic.
We're
beaming
we're not doing Atlantis. We're beaming you. We're not doing Atlantis.
Don't worry, folks. No Atlantis.
We've been there. Done that.
So it's interesting. I think a lot of people just associate, like, when they see in Italy... The red liqueur with Campari. It's the most famous of them, but
sure.
They're made throughout Italy. Gosh. And they all have different recipes. And, you know.
Well, the spritz is like this highly marketed you know Italian cocktail.
I love
the
spritz.
The spritz
Come
is okay,
on.
But,
spritz
but,
is
one,
good.
But the spritz is not something that was like invented in like the 11th century.
No, these are all actually
it's a recently marketed, you know, something that someone invented with a little bit of cynicism, I'm sure, to say, how can we put Aperol over on the world? And they came up with this cocktail.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that. And the Veneto, the people have been drinking.
But, well,
spritz
well, yes, but listen, look what you're doing here.
I think
here.
Today, maybe now.
Yeah.
But I think when they first did it, you know, a lot of life was hard. I mean, Italy, post-World War, through the 60s, even in the 70s, even parts of the 80s, the last sharecropper known in Italy to stop sharecropping was in 82.
I was going to say it, bro.
1982. Wow. That's
this
crazy.
This cocktail is so much different. Wow. It's more berries.
I tell you,
it's rounder.
The double bubble effect.
It's warmer. I agree. Your bubblegum metaphor has been brought into sharp relief. This is incredible. It really no. I like what you're saying. It's definitely got a bigger, rounder,
absolutely,
a flavor. It's got more berries to it.
The Campari is a bit more linear, sharper. There's
it's
a,
not
a,
as
bit,
it's,
a more bittering agent. To
it's more bitter right up front of the Campari. This is without being sugary. It's more like soda pop. It's more
right, exactly. This is kind of like.
It's friendlier.
Big
it's,
Red.
It's,
like, that's a... This reminds me of Big Red, which is soda,
soda
from
pop.
The South.
I love,
there you go,
I
Big
love,
Red.
I love regional soda pops, of which we're losing the brands.
Rapidly.
Big Red.
Do you know Cheer Wine from North Carolina?
Cheer Wine.
I love Cheer Wine.
ALA, is that what it's called? The Kentucky Ginger Ale?
And then, like, Verner's?
Verner's.
Bud Wine, which is
Dr. Brown's, you're not going to find too far out of this area.
Moxie,
which is made with... If you like Angostura, you'll like Moxie, because Moxie is gentian.
Funny aside,
heavy on the gentian.
My brother ran for Congress in 2004.
That's very good. I'm very impressed.
I've been drinking for a while.
So since 8 a.m.
Yes, since 8 a.m. this morning.
In 2004, my brother ran for Congress in this district. So Texas was redistricted. Tom DeLay, he went to jail for part of
Tom
the
Tom DeLay, remember that motherfucker?
He was the House Majority Leader at the time.
Yeah, I remember Tom DeLay.
And so my brother ran for Congress as a Democrat in this northern, north of Austin suburb that stretched. It was like 20 miles wide, 400 miles long. It was just a needle.
Right, it was like gerrymandering at its very finest.
Absolutely.
Like incredible.
So my brother's biggest contributor owned the original Dr. Pepper bottling plant.
And Dr. Pepper was a Texas thing. Do you know originally Dr. Pepper was intended to be drunk and hot?
Yeah.
Okay, did you know that?
I did not know that.
It's delicious, too.
I love it. It's good with rum. Because, again, it has a little bit of...
Oh, but what isn't?
What isn't good with rum?
But he also... This bottler... And it was interesting because, you know, I think it was the Schweppes or someone bought, or Pepsi bought Dr. Pepper. But
it's Cadbury Schweppes, that's right.
He was able to keep his bottling plant, and he also, to make a bit more money, started doing regional bottlings for Cheer Wine, mm-hmm. Verner's. They would send him the recipe and he'd make it, and that's where I got introduced to all these regional sodas during my brother's campaign working on his bus.
It was great. You may not know this, Pete. I was actually in the beverage industry. I was an editor for Beverage World magazine.
You've told me that.
That was the gig I had before. I went from pornography to beer, and then I started working for Hot Times. So it was like
linear.
And actually, before that, I was doing professional wrestling. Before that, I was doing professional wrestling magazines, and then it was like sex, beer, and then drugs. So as one former employer described my says, like, that's not a resume, dude. That's a crime scene. But it was a great gig though, doing Beverage World, because I did champion regional brands,
right,
and. Also, I was in charge of beer and soft drinks. There was no spirits in Beverage World. But it was interesting. We went down to Texas to see Dr. Pepper. And there's all these weird... There's a cult of, like, self-published histories. You know, these like sort of like vanity books of Dr. Pepper. There's unauthorized histories of Coca-Cola, of course, because there's a lot that the Coca-Cola Corporation clearly doesn't want you to know or to remember or to be part of their non-cocaine-based current marketing program. But I love it. You know, regionalism, though, you know, in a larger sense, here's our the much maligned Trebbiano. Italy is great because it's all about regions and the food changes. You can walk 300 yards and the palate changes.
I mean, when my wife and I were in Puglia 2008, we asked directions to this one place, and it was quintessential Italy. This is before This is before I could
in Italy.
Before I could
that's a good
speak
one.
Better. I don't speak proper. I mean, I speak enough Italian.
I can understand you perfectly. Grazie.
But there was an old lady in a window.
Merci.
An old gentleman in like a doorway, and someone on the street. And they had like a 30-minute argument how to get down the street.
That's perfect.
And it was beautiful.
That's perfect. But that is Italy in a nutshell. There's an old gentleman in a doorway and someone on the street.
I love it. So in other words, everyone support your regional soft drinks.
Absolutely.
Drink Squirt. Amen.
Absolutely.
Drink
and Squirt. By the way,
I love Mellow Yellow.
And you know, and the message of Heritage Radio and with Patrick and the things that we work on and we write about and sustainability, it's not sustainable to only go to one place.
Right.
Okay? It's very important that you do shop at different places, that you don't get your meat, your wine, your bread, I was about to say your liquor, your booze, your wine, your bourbon, your gin, which is the basic five food groups. But you have to shop at different places, and that's very important. Is to support you know regional mom and pop and local places, and that
so you know, we should probably tell people to drop in on Babbo or what.
Odo, Babbo, Lupa, Ruska.
I love all these restaurants, man. I think Babbo is so not overrated. Babbo is still fucking number one. I love Babbo. And are you still doing lunch at Del Posto?
Lunch at Del Posto, Monday through Friday.
Lunch at Del Posto.
It's probably the best. It's the best deal in town.
It's
$59 for three courses at a fancy pants restaurant, and it's delicious.
That's what Joey used to always say to me when I had lunch with him. He goes, this is how you can get like the Del Posto experience, you know, without really taking a haircut on it.
Right,
and it's
exactly.
So
I mean,
true.
My haircut... When I go, it's more now. More like, well, try to go to the
look
barber.
At me. I've obviously had dinner there more than once.
I'm not gonna use the line from the old Lenny's Clam House commercials on TV. It says, "I mention my name, for a free glass of wine on the house. But do not mention my name, please.
Mention Mike's.
Unless you're prepared to pay for the wine yourself, too.
Or actually have it on the house.
On the house.
All right. Once again, it's been the fastest half hour on the radio.
You're kidding me.
Today.
You're kidding me.
Are you kidding?
You're kidding.
Why would I do that?
You put me on. What do you mean?
I'm putting you on. I'm going to put you on this Friday night, the 26th, at the Bait and Tackle in Red Hook. We're going to come down. We're going to sing some songs. Let's hear it for Jeff Porter. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Before we go, tell us about your website, where we can find you and learn more about everything that is in your exciting beverage-based world.
You can find me on Instagram primarily at Drink Eat Love.
Drink Eat Love. Drink, eat, love. I want to. That's a Lacrimal de Sharky, what you're seeing right now. The tears of the shark. Okay, I'm weeping only. I'm weeping openly at eat, drink.
No. It's drink, eat, love. Think about it this way.
Drink, eat, love.
You have to have water first.
That's right.
Food drink, second, and love encapsulates it all.
Okay. Keep it in. Don't fuck it up.
Happy. We're with my love. We're doing this in E, baby.
Okay, an E? How'd you like?
A or A?
An A. These exotic keys you keep mentioning.
I know. I'm testing you.
All right, Jeff, thanks again. It's been a long time coming. I'm really, really glad to see you. You are definitely, please come back. Okay, happy birthday. This is great. The cocktails are great.
People are great. It's delicious.
Let's thanks Matt in the booth. Let's thanks all our friends out in the Heritage
Matt,
Radio listening
Heritage
audience.
Radio
these and happy this people at the awkward date table. Don't forget, we're on our countdown to 250 shows because, folks, that's it.
That's
we hit
it?
250
You're
and
kidding.
We're done. We're going to have a party. That's it. We got about 19 more shows left. We've been rocking and rolling the show
man.
For 7
Don't
years.
Don't tell me that.
It doesn't mean I might start.
Just getting comfortable.
Just getting comfortable. doesn't mean we're going anywhere, but 250, get ready for the party.
Mama. Hey.
All right, Pete.
Mama, talk to your daughter about me. Ooh, mama, talk to your daughter about me. Wish me me love or not, just can't let her be. Well, I dream that she come through my dreams. When I sleep in bed, your daughter comes to my dreams. Now, mama, tell me, what do these dreams mean? You gotta talk to your daughter.
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 But she made me love her. I can't let her be. Mama, please talk to your daughter about me. Mama, talk to your daughter. Talk to your daughter about me. Oh, she made me love her. I can't let her be. Now, I won't say no chicken won't dog me around. I don't have no chicken. I won't have dog me around. Before I thought her around, she put me in the ground.
Mama,
talk to your daughter about me. Daughter. Mama, please talk to your daughter about me. Talk to your daughter, baby. Wait, I gotta have some more of this piece of Coletta, baby. Let me have a sip.
Arcs and seizures, baby.
Let me have a sip and regroup.
How you doing, Chad?
Great.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Talk to your daughter.
You gotta talk to your daughter. I wouldn't let Pete talk to your daughter.
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 You should talk to your daughter. Mama, please talk to your daughter. About me. About me.
Alright. Hearts and seizures. Jeff Porter, everybody. Pete's around with Mike Edison. We'll see you next week. We're going to be joined by the Jam Messengers. Can you dig it? See ya.
He's a whammy jammer.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Heritage_Radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat & 3 is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.